Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem, welcome. Today's Daf is Psachim Kuf Chaf. We are four lines from the top of the Yomit. Says when Mazutra Mas Nihachi. Mazutra had a different version of events. We're picking up on the same topic as we concluded yesterday. Mishnah tells us Ein Maftir Achar Pesach Afikoyman, which according to Shmuel meant you don't have to have dessert after Pesach. You meant to have the tam of the Korban Pesach linger in your mouth throughout the night. The Rambam explains, you meant to be mafsik the su'udah with the Pesach. It's meant to leave a lasting impression on you. It was a Korban Pesach event. You have to walk away with that as having been your last experience. That was Shmuel's approach. In fact, Rabbi Yehuda tells us, another chiddush is the name of Shmuel. Even nowadays, we don't have a Korban Pesach. All we have is the last portion of matzah, what we call afikoman, the last portion of matzah which is eaten in a way that we try to emulate the achilas Korban Pesach, which was eaten at the end of the meal, al ha-soiva, and was eaten together with the matzah and the mor, al Pesach, al matzah zomer michlu. That's why we have that last portion of matzah at the end. And this halacha of ta'am applies to the matzah as well. The Rashbam explains that was actually the matzah shel choyva, the last kazayis that we eat at the end. That's the main achilas matzah, because the primary achilas matzah was together with the Pesach as a bundle. Pesach, matzah, mor together. According to Hillel, you bundle them up. Kricha achas. According to Rabban, preferably. You meant to eat them together. So that's the true achilas matzah. That's a true key mitzvah of achilas matzah. And just as there's a din, that Pesach is meant to be the last item on the menu. Likewise, nowadays, although we don't have a Pesach, matzah carries that same significance and carries that same halacha. You meant to terminate your meal. You meant to end the su'uda strictly with that matzah. That was Rabbi Yehuda, the name of Shmuel, according to the first version. However, now we have a different version of events. Says the Gemara on the fourth line, Mazutra, Mas Nihachi. He had a different version. Omar Rav Yosef, Omar Rav Yehuda Shmuel, Maftirin, Achar HaMatzah Afikamen. You can be Maftir. Maftir is like the Haftir in Shul. You can end after matzah with afikoman. Afikoman here means dessert. So after the matzah, which we call afikoman, it's just a borrowed term because it's the last item on the meal, so we call it afikoman. But truly afikoman means dessert. So after the matzah, which is eaten l'shem chayva, what we call afikoman, after that, you can be mafta with afikoman with a dessert. Because there's no din that ta'am matzah must remain with you throughout the night. It doesn't carry that same significance, it doesn't have the same importance as the Pesach. Pesach is the primary element of tonight's su'udah. The matzah and maror come on account of Pesach. They're accompaniments for the Pesach. So the main element is the Pesach. Yeah, that must remain throughout. But if you don't have Pesach, just matzah, there's no din that ta'am matzah must remain bepiv throughout the night. And therefore, says Rav Yehuda Shmuel, according to this version, Maftir and Achar Pesach, you can conclude after the Pesach with Afikoman with an additional dessert, even though it negates the tam of the matzah. We're going to have a raya and a kash. Name of Sayele, perhaps we can have a raya from our Mishnah, which says, Ein Maftir and Achar Pesach Afikoman. After the Pesach, you cannot conclude with a dessert. Achar Pesach Deloy. Apparently, it's only a restriction for Pesach. You cannot add a dessert afterwards because you're going to nullify the tam Pesach. Aval achar matzah maftirin. But nowadays, all you have is the matzah. Apparently, there's no concern. You can add a dessert. That's a raya to Rabbi Yehuda Shmuel. Says the Gemara, loy mebayu kamar. The Mishnah is simply employing a formula called loy mebayu, needless to say, meaning certainly. After matzah, you can't have anything because the tam matzah is relatively easy to erase. Lo mi bayu ka'amar. The Mishnah means it's needless to say. It's pashut. Lo mi bayu ka'amar. Certainly, lo mi bayu achar matzah. Certainly, after matzah, there's no need to say There's nothing to discuss that you can't have the dessert afterwards. The lenga is tami because matzah doesn't have a great, strong flavor. It's not a powerful tami and can be easily erased. And therefore, certainly you shouldn't have anything afterwards. Aval achar Pesach emolei, but after the Pesach, which is meat and has a stronger flavor, and that taste endures. Perhaps there's no concern about eating something afterwards because it's not going to erase the flavor. Kamashmon, the Mishnah is coming to tell us, yes, that even after Pesach, there's a concern of erasing that flavor and don't have anything afterwards. But perhaps this restriction applies to matzah as well, so there's no raya to Rav Yehuda bar Shmuel. May Sevei be going to have a kashma b'raisa, which seems to indicate that even matzah has this restriction, that you cannot have anything after the matzah. Hasuf Ganon, Vaduv Shonon, Ve'iskaritin, these are examples of baked goods which are not chametz, of course, but they don't qualify as matzah smitzvah, whether because they were made from soft batter, Suf Ganon, some type of spongy donut or sponge cake, Vaduv Shonon, Ve'iskaritin, these are also either loose batter, or the shonen is sweetened baked goods. So these are enriched products which don't conform to lechem oini. Lechem oini needs to be strictly flour and water. So either it's lacking in the element of in the classification of lechem because it was made from loose batter, or because it's matzah ashir. In any case, it doesn't qualify. But you can eat it on Pesach. Adam umali kreis man. One can fill himself with these items at the Seder night, provided that if he has only one kazayis of true kosher matzah, that should be left for last. So first have these items, fill yourself, and then at the end have your kazayis matzah and eat nothing afterwards. Bachroina in. You can only have that kazayis matzah all at the end of the meal. But not as your first item on the menu. First you have to eat all these items, fill yourself, and then have your matzah smitzvah. Apparently, it's because matzah needs to be the last thing that you're going to eat tonight. Because the tamatzah must remain throughout the night. That's a kasha to Rav Yehuda bar Shmuel. Says the Gemara, not necessarily is this a kasha. Why? Let me buy you kamar. The Braisa is simply employing a lo mibaya formula. Needless to say, lo mibaya b'rishayna. It's certainly pashat that you can have your matzah all the way in the beginning. It's even better, actually, the ka'ach l'tayoven, because he's eating it with appetite. He's hungry. That's even a more preferred manner of having your matzah. We learned in the Mishnah early in the beginning of the parak, you meant to save your appetite for the matzah. It's a hiddur mitzvah. So that's actually better. We don't have to discuss that. That's pasha, that it's mutar, it's even preferred. Aval b'achroina, but perhaps to save your matzah for the end of the meal, that poses a concern. That shouldn't be done. Because you might eat it when he's overfull. In which case, he's not really yetzir the mitzvah. Emily, perhaps he shouldn't do that. He should not save his matzah for last. Kamash Malon, the Brice is informing us, no, there's no such concern. As Tosis is trying to explain, because while a person is engaged in his meal, he'll pace himself accordingly to allow some room for the matzah. So he attempted to bring a kasha from this Brice, which seemed to say that the matzah smitzvah is meant to be saved for the end of the meal, because you need to have tam matzah remain in your mouth throughout the night. This is a kasha to Rav Yehuda bar Shmuel. My response, no. Perhaps it's actually better to have it first, because then you're going to eat it with greater appetite, which is a greater mitzvah. And the Braisa is simply telling us, you can also save it for the end of the meal. Don't be concerned about achilas gas. So to summarize, we learned that the Pesach during the Bezman HaMikdash was meant to be the last item on the menu. Walk away from the Seder having eaten that Pesach as your last achila. However, Bezman HaZeh, we don't have Pesach. And all we have at that last achila is the matzah element of that bundle, of the Pesach matzah murah bundle. According to the first version, even for the matzah, we have this restriction. and it's meant to be the last thing you're going to eat, according to the second shita, matzah is not considered such a primary element of your suda. It's not a matzah suda, like it would be a Pesach suda. And therefore, there's no halacha that matzah must be the last item on the list. You can actually have afikoyim and dessert after the matzah. Amar Rav, matzah bizman hazeh d'oraisa. Although the Torah tells us that the Pesach, matzah, mar are really linked with each other, you meant to have the Pesach eaten together, al matzos, al means with, al matzos umuroyder yoichluhu. The Pesach should be eaten together with matzah and mar. In fact, some hold, need to be wrapped together as a bundle, kricha, kairich. Still and all, says Rava, nowadays, we don't have access to Pesach. The mitzvah's matzah remains a mitzvah d'oraisa. Umorah d'rabban, however, marah is linked to Pesach, and therefore if there's no Pesach, there's no marah. The only reason why we eat it, it's a mitzvah d'rabbanon. Zeichet, the marah that we had there. Says the Gemara, why this difference? Umayish no marah. Why is marah different? Dechsev al matzos umoroyer mechlu. Why do you say there's no mitzvah marah? Now tell you because the pasuk links them together. Al matzos umroim yichluhu. The Pesach must be eaten together with the matzah mar. And we learn from there. Bezman deika Pesach. When there is Pesach, yesh mar. Likewise, there is mar. Bezman like a Pesach, but nowadays there's no Pesach. Like a mar, there's no mar. Okay, that works. But matzah nami. If so, then matzah as well. Hoksiv al matzos umroim yichluhu. Just as the Torah makes Mar contingent upon Pesach, Matzah as well seems to be linked with Pesach. So why Bizman HaZeh is Matzah D'Oraisa? Why do you differentiate between Matzah and Mar? Says the Gemara, Matzah is different. Me'ahadar Hoda Reikro. The Torah comes back and repeats it and introduces us to a new concept that, although ideally matzah goes together with Pesach, that's one form of fulfilling that mitzvah. A Pesach deke matzah. But there's another pasuk. The Torah repeats the mitzvah again, which tells us it also has its independence. Mehader hader bekra. The Torah repeats again, be'erev toichlu matzahs, which comes to tell us that even nowadays, when there is no Pesach, matzah has its own independent chiyuv, and therefore the mitzvah remains min haTorah even bezman hazeh. So marah is secondary to Pesach, but matzah is a staple. It's a staple food. It's a primary element. Although ideally it should be done together with the Pesach, but a Torah comes to tell us be'erev toichlu matzahs even bezman hazeh. Pesach can be neskayim separately. Matzah can be neskayim separately from Pesach. So that's Rav's approach. Matzah is the reis, and marah the rabban. Rav Racham or Yaakov Amar, he doesn't differentiate. He says echad zeh vechad zeh, whether Pesach or matzah, the rabbanon, because they're so closely related and linked to the Pesach. When there's no Pesach, there's no matzah mar. Ve'ela haksiv be'erev teichel matzis. What about the pasuk which tells us be'erev teichel matzis, which is a new chiyuv, which doesn't seem to be dependent upon the Pesach. That's needed to tell us that a tummy, or a fellow who's out on a trip, and he is potter from Pesach, he will still be chayiv and matzah mar. Look, you can't bring the Pesach. What you can do. You must eat your matzah anymore. The Sakhada Yachamin, perhaps I was thinking, keeping the Pesach li'achli. Since they don't have Karban Pesach, a Tomei, a fellow who's B'derech HaChoyka, is Potter from Pesach, perhaps Matzah Morer Namin Loi Nechel, they're also Potter from the other mitzvahs, because they are linked together, it's one bundle. If you don't have this, you don't have that, Kamash Malon. That's where the Pasuk comes and says, B'erev Teichel Matzahs? No, it's not necessarily contingent upon Karban Pesach, a Tomei, a fellow who's B'derech HaChoyka. If it is B'zman HaMikdash, when mitzvah's Pesach applies, and even if they can't bring the Pesach, they'll still have the other elements of the Yom Tov, the matzah and the mar. But that's only provided that it's bizman Beis HaMikdash. So they still identify somewhat with Pesach. It's a Pesach tikka matzah mar. But, says Rav Chaim Yaakov, bizman hazeh? When Pesach is not practical, we don't have a mizbeach, we can't bring the Karban Pesach. There is no matzah or mar. It's only the Rabbanu. Says the Rav Amalach. Now Rav who used the pasuk of Be'erev Teichel Matzis for nowadays, he's going to respond to you as follows. The pasuk is available for that. We don't need it for the Tameh and the Derech Rechayka. Tameh v'shoyev Derech Rechayka leitzarech kro. You don't need a special pasuk for that. Therefore it's available to teach us the Matzah b'zman hazeh d'arayis. Why don't we need it for the Tameh? They're no worse than the Aral. This fellow who never had a bris because of medical concerns of his brothers who died, and therefore he never had a bris. He's still called an Aral and he can't have his carbon Pesach. Uben Necha, a fellow who is nisnaker la'ovish v'ashamayim, does averis habitually. These two fellows cannot bring the carbon Pesach, but they are still chayv and matzah mar. And therefore says Rava, why would a Tami or a Derech Rechayka fellow be different? And we don't need a pasuk for them. Where do we see that Aron ben Echal chayv and matzah, although they're not chayv and Pesach, the son? Kol Aron lo yechal boy. He cannot have the carbon Pesach. Boy. The boy is an extra word. It's coming to exclude boy in Echal. He cannot eat the carbon Pesach. Aval Echal matzah mar. But he can and must participate. He must partake in matzah and mar. And therefore says Rava, once we see that matzah and mar are separate entities from the Korban Pesach with respect to the Oral Ben Echor, they're potter from Pesach, but the Chayv Matzumar. Likewise, a Tomei or Derech Rechayke fellow who can't bring the Korban Pesach will be Chayv in Matzumar. And therefore, the Pesach of Erev Teichel Matzis is available to teach us to not only Bizman Habayis, Bizman Deika Pesach, do we apply this halacha, but even nowadays, we say that Pesach, that matzah is so such an independent entity that even nowadays that mitzvah remains. V'idach, Rav Chaim Yaakov responds, no, k'siv ba'ay u'k'siv ba'ay, u'tzrichi. You're right. We have a pasuk by these guys, by the Oral and Benecha. Although there's no Pesach, there is matzah mar. We have the other pasuk, Be'erev Teichel Matzis, which is needed for the other individuals, for the tamei, shoyi derech rechayka, that although they're exempt from Pesach, they have matzah mar, but tzrich, and they're both needed. You cannot learn one from the other, as we'll see soon in the Rashbam. Therefore, both psukim are used up and unavailable to teach us this great chiddush that Rava is suggesting that even b'zman hazeh, there's a chiv matzah menater. Now, why are the two psukim tzrichi? We're going to see now in the Rashbam. Let's begin up from the up on top, on the second line in the Rashbam. Matzah b'zman hazeh d'raisa, this is Rava speaking, Laila harishon chayv, the first night is obligatory. Now, Rava learns it from the pasuk, Be'erev Teichel Matzis. Rach Bar Yaakov responds, that pasuk is unavailable because how am I boil the tamay? She'ev derech chayk, b'zman shebeit mikdash kayim. That even during the Beis HaMikdash time, there wasn't a situation where a fellow can't bring the Karban Pesach, and the pasuk is telling you, he must still have the matzah. Now, although we have a pasuk to that effect, for the Aral and Benecher, says the Rachba Yaakov, k'sibbai etzricha. They're both psukim are needed. Why? The Tamei v'shoyev derech rechayka lo yalef mi Aral u'Benecher. You can't learn the Tamei and the derech rechayka from the Aral and Benecher. Why? Da islei tashlum in the Pesach sheni. Hilkach. Lo yoichel matzah b'rishin. A Tamei, although he misses the first Pesach, he can still make it up with the second Pesach, so perhaps don't have your matzah now. Wait patiently. Do it right. Bring the Pesach Sheni together as a bundle with the matzah mar. Rather do that than have your matzah now. Hilkach le'yoichel matzah b'rishon. Don't have the matzah during Pesach Rishon. Ach yasa Pesach Sheni. V'yikayim al matzah z'mer mechlu. Do it properly. And perhaps the Tomei and their Chachaki who have that option of Pesach Sheni should not bring their matzah and mar now. And they're different than the Aral u'Benecher, who don't really have another opportunity. Aval Aral u'Benecher, dinu, shi'yuch l'matzah v'rishin, do lo yachli b'sheni. Aral ben Echal are unique because Aral won't have a bris come time for Pesach Sheni. Ben Echar, well, actually, the point is that in Aral ben Echal, they don't have the opportunity to make it up. It's a din that they're excluded from Pesach, and that's it. Once they miss Pesach Rishon, they can't bring Pesach Sheni. And therefore, it's logical that they should have, at least have their matzah mar during the time of Pesach Rishon. But you wouldn't be able to learn from here to Tamei and Derech HaChakim because they do have a second option. Let them wait for Pesach Sheni and bring it properly as a bundle. Continues Rashbam. If so, says the Rechav Yaakov, if the Pasuk would have only said Be'erav Teichel Matzis, I would apply it to who? This din that matzah is an independent chiyuv from Pesach. I would apply it to who? Have a mukm lab Aral ben Eicha. Yeah, Aral ben Eicha have that privilege because they have no other opportunity. They don't have a Pesach Shem. Aval Tomei b'der hachayka, this will tashlumen. Like the chayva barishim. But perhaps Tomei b'der hachayka, who have a makeup opportunity, Pesach Sheni, they shouldn't have a chiyuv of matzah or mar during Pesach Rishon. That's why we need a pasuk, a special pasuk, for the Tomei der Chachayka to teach you that even they will have their matzah and mar at first opportunity, despite the fact that they have no Pesach at this point in time. So in summary, b'zman haseh, Rabbi says matzah remains min haTorah, be'erev toichel matzah, even though there's no Pesach. Maror is contingent on Pesach, and there's no mitzvah b'zman hazeh min haTorah. So matzah is the rice, maror d'rabban. Rachab Yaakov says that pasuk that you cited, be'erev toichel matzah, is unavailable. It's coming to teach you something else. The b'zman hamikdash, the tomei, the derech hachayka, still have matzah maror despite the fact they don't have Pesach. That's b'zman hamikdash when there is Pesach in the air, but b'zman hazeh there's no Pesach at all. Everything gets cancelled along with it. And therefore, both matzah and mar amid rabban. Continues the Gemara. Tanya kavaseh de rabba. We have a right to rabba, who says that matzah b'zman hazeh d'ares. Sheish yisom toichel matzis. Uba yom eshvi atzeres Hashem lekecha. The pasuk here sets the seventh day of Pesach apart from the 6 days. Eat matzis for 6 days. The seventh day is atzeres Hashem lekecha. It's a yom tov, refrain from halacha. There's no chiyuv of achilas matzah. And we learn from here. Ma shvi rishus, just as it's rishus, it's optional on the seventh day. It's pretty clear. Av sheish yisom rishus. The same concept applies to all 6 days. Matzah is merely optional. My time. Why would you say that? Why would you apply the status of the seventh day to the previous 6 days as well? That's because we have a formula, one of the 13 midos, shatara and dreshes, which is as follows. Have a davar shehu b'klal. Because the seventh day was included in a klal. It was included in a general term. What does that mean? Rashbam says, we have a pasuk, shivas yom matzis techel. Shivas yom techel matzis. We have a unit of 7 days with the zechi of matzah. Now the Torah says, well, the seventh day is just atzeres. We're separating the seventh from the bunch. There's no chiyuv matzah. So we have one pasuk which sounds like it's a chiyuv applied to all 7 days equally, shivas yomim toichel matzahs, and now we have a pasuk which seems to set the seventh day apart and exclude it from the chiyuv. Havadav shoy bechlal, the seventh day was part of the bunch, part of the klal, part of the 7 day set, for Yotzim and Aklal. Now the Torah separated from the rest, Lelamed to teach. To teach what? Lelamed al Atzma Yotzim. Not only to reflect upon itself, to show, to teach that the seventh day is exempted from Chiyuv of Matzah, it's only optional. Elo Lelamed al Aklal Kul Yotzim, or rather, it's meant to be used as a reflection upon the entire Klal. Meaning, just as the seventh day, you don't have a chiv of matzah, all 7 days, meaning the seventh and the previous six, are potter from matzah. It's only rishus. That's one of the Yidgimel Midas, Shatara Nedreshes. When you have an exception, we say, if you're included and then taken out of the klal, with a new halacha applied to you, it's not only meant to be applied to you, rather, it's merely a reflection of the entire group. So there's no chiyuv matz on Pesach. It says the more, yoch aflaila rishon rishus, perhaps, so it also applies to the first night. That's only optional. Tamalema al matzis umra michlu. We have a clear pasuk, which overrides the drasha, so to speak, that there's a mitzvah, a chiyuv, al matzis umra michlu, on the first night, you must eat matzah. So the first night is a chiv, but the rest of Pesach, there's no chiv. Von Gun actually says that there's a mitzvah kiyumis, you fulfill a mitzvah. Not chayim, but you fulfill a mitzvah. When you eat a kazayis, a matzah throughout all 7 days of Pesach. In any case, this pasuk here tells us there's a chiv on that first night. Perhaps this only applies when the Beis HaMikdash is kayim. In which case, we have Pesach, and therefore, we have matzah as well. Bizman Shame Beis HaMikdash Kayim Minayin. What about when the Beis HaMikdash is not Kayim? After the Churban, nowadays. Talmud Loima Be'erev Toich L'Matzos, which is another Pasuk. HaKosav Kovei Choyva. Torah here is establishing a Chiyuv. Even for nowadays, there's a clear Raya to Rav Shita. That even Bizman Hazeh, we say, well, ideally, matzah is meant to be bundled together with Pesach, true, but even when you can't do that, matzah is a standalone chiv, which remains even nowadays. Let's take a look at the Rashbam here. Let's pick up where we left off before. So we have the narrow lines in the Rashbam. It's somewhere around the middle. Shvi Rishus. Pasuk says, Sheish Yisom Teichel Matzis, Uyibayim HaShvi Atzeres Shom Akecha. We learn from here, Shvi is optional. Why? Techsiv Bayim HaShvi Atzeres. He meant to observe Yom Tov then. There's no mitzvah of matzah, like Siv Teichel Matzis. Shari Hitzir Min HaKlal. Torah separated the seventh from all the rest. And therefore, not only is he potter from matzah, Av Sheish Yisom Rishus. Throughout Pesach, you don't have a chiv of matzah. Shem Rotza Lechol Basar, B'loi Lechem, or list honest, he wants to fast, or just the other, he can do that. Why do we say that it's optional throughout the entire Yom Tov? Havadav Hashay Bechlal. Because we had a general term, Dechsiv, Shivas Yom Teichel Matzis. V'yatsim Naklal. The seventh day was taken away from the Klal. It was separated. B'hai Kradish Yishas Yom Ksiv. L'lamed Shivashus. And therefore, V'loi L'lamed Alatsim Levad. L'lamed Al Kalkuloi. It's a reflection of the entire group. Da'inu Zayin Yom. All 7 days have the same halacha. Achilas Matzah is optional. This is one of the 13 formulas. Davar she'bechlal v'yatza comes back to teach the entire group. And therefore, only the first night is chayva because of the psukim we mentioned at the end, and even nowadays, and this is in line with Shitas Rav. Concludes the Rashbam, Ma'ach Shaminan, we learn from here, the matzah b'zman hazeh d'oraisa, Umara de Rabbanon, we follow Rabbi Shita. Matzah nowadays is not Torah. Mara is the Rabbanon. The Tanika was say the Rabbah because he had a brice in support of Rabbah to that effect. That's number one. Number two, the Kaimel and Amakar Biyachon, we follow Rabbi Yechon. The Omar, the Ein Oichlan Achar Matzah Schoeva, Shabachrin Aklum, that after the last piece of matzah, which is Matzah Schoeva, which you used to fulfill, you used to fulfill the mitzvah's matzah, what we call today Afikaimon, you're not meant to have anything afterwards. That the ta'amatza remains with him. But to have a drink of wine doesn't annul the flavor of the matza, because only food items, such as the dates, the nuts that we had yesterday, that is mevatel ta'amatza, but simply drinking doesn't have that same effect. There's a shayla in the Rishonim, whether it's even wine, like the Rashbam says, some say it's dafka water. In any case, we hold like that shita that the last matzah must remain with you throughout the night. Now, I'd like to just go through the seder, at least part of the seder, the matzah mar elements of the seder, just to figure things out, to make heads and tails. We have matzah, then mar, then we put them together, then we have the suda, and again matzah. How does it work? How can we eat matzah so many times? Which was the mitzvah? Which one's just a minute? So, Just as a short summary from the Gemara and the Rashbam, the Tosfos and other Rishonim, it works like this. We know that matzah ideally should be eaten at the beginning of the Suda. We discussed that today. It's meant to be l'tayover, with full appetite and desire. Pesach, however, is meant to be eaten specifically at the end of the meal. Ala soiva, as a last item, the flavor, the tam, is meant to remain with you throughout. And it's meant to be eaten when a person is just about full, as Rashbam explained, l'moshcha, l'gdula, royally, at ease, calmly, not in a state of hunger. So we have two contrasting things. We have the matzah, which is preferably eaten at the beginning of the Suda, and the Pesach, preferably at the end. That's what we do as follows. We begin the Suda with Moitzi Matzah, which means we take the Shleimim, as the Mefarshim explained, because Pesach is no different than other Yom Tov. You have to have two Shleimim, and one broken one, and the mitzvah of Achilas Matzah is primarily going to be done with the broken one, Lechem Ani, like the Ani who has a Prusa, sliced bread. So the bracha of Hamoitz Lechem and Aretz is applied to the Shleimus. And we have a Kazayis from the Shalem. But we also make a bracha of Asher Kitchanu al Achilas Matzah, which is applied specifically to the broken one. We have a Kazayis from that as well. The Rosh says you have to have two Kazayis. One for the fulfillment of the mitzvah of the bracha of Hamoitzi from the Shalem, another Kazayis from the broken Matzah, on which the bracha of Asher Kitchanu al Achilas Matzah applies. So that goes first. First matzah without anything else. Now, the Rashbam actually says the Iker mitzvah matzah you're going to be becoming only at the end of the Suda, together with the Pesach. Because Pesach is meant to be Allah Soiva. So it's meant to be at the end. And together with the Pesach, you're meant to have matzah mer. Al matzahs merer mechlu. Says the Rashbam Achidush, it's only at the end of the Suda, what we call Afikoyman, where you're going to be really be Makayim, your Chayvas Matzah. So why do we have Matzah in the beginning of the Suda? The answer is, because you want to eat Matzah L'Tayoven, which is a Maila in the Achilas Matzah. So you go ahead and have some Matzah now, you actually make the Bracha now, Al-Achilas Matzah. Although you're not really be Makayim, the Matzah now, you're in the beginning. It's an initiation of the Mitzvah's Achilas Matzah, but the conclusion is really only later. Rashbam places both explain, although you're making the bracha now, but it really applies primarily to later. It leapfrogs over to later, when it's going to be the real mitzvahs, the key mitzvahs, achilas matzah. So you begin with matzah, then you proceed to murr, because murr follows matzah. Al matzahs umeroyrim, Rashbam explains that earlier, that's the sequence. First matzah and then murr. So you have them separately, and you make the bracha al achilas murr, and then you wrap them together. That's kairach. Because we want to address Hillel's Shita, that you meant to have the Pesach Matzah Mer together as a bundle. But as the Gemara earlier explained, we have a problem with just initiating the meal with Matzah Mer together, because, why? Matzah b'zman hazeh b'zman ha-Torah. Mer is only midrabbanan. If you'll have them together as one, the Mer is not a mitzvah, and it's going to be mevatel the tam matzah. Only mitzvahs, which are on equal footing, don't interfere. But here we have matzah b'zman hazeh min ha-Torah, and mer, which is not really a mitzvah min ha-Torah. Therefore, it's like eating matzah with a potato, and that negates the tam matzah. That doesn't allow us to have them together initially. This is the Gemara earlier. So you have matzah separately, you have mer separately, and then we wrap them together. Zeichel migdash kil. Then we have the Suda, and then only later do we have another kazayis of matzah. As Rashbam explains, Tosis explains, that's the Iker Achilas Matzah, that's the key mitzvah of Achilas Matzah, because again, ideally, Matzah is meant to be together with the Pesach. That's the ideal way of you Mekai Matzah, as a bundle, together with the Pesach. And when is Pesach supposed to come? At the end of the meal, Asoiva. So although today we don't have Pesach, we still have that Matzah element of that bundle, of that package, and that's going to be Mitzvah's Achilas Matzah. Now, why don't we have the Kairach all at the end of the meal? It's actually the Rosh's Kash on the Rashbam. Farshim explained, because the matzah at the end of the meal, according to Rashbam, is Minat Torah. You can't mix mur into the picture there, because mur is only the rabban, which is going to be mevatel the matzah. So you can't have them together. Now, to have mur before the matzah, only at the end of the meal, not have it at the beginning, you're not meant to have mur and then matzah. Matzah is the more important element. It comes matzah and then mur. And you can't have matzah and then mur, because matzah is meant to be the last thing on the meal. The tam matzah must remain bepiv. So you can't have matzah and mur at the end of the meal. So you can't do it that way. And you can't have mur and then matzah. You can't have them together because they negate each other. So we have the mur all at the beginning of the meal. After the initial matzah, we have the mur, and we mekayim the mitzvah then. And we do the kerach, to mekayim the zeichel mikdash kil. But you haven't yet really fulfilled mitzvah's matzah until the end of the suda, when you have that additional kazayis. Now the Rosh actually learns a bit differently than the Rashbam. He says that the matzah you have at the beginning of the meal, that's your kiyum mitzvah. The matzah at the end is only zecher lePesach. It's only the Rabbanon zecher lePesach. Shlomo Zalman Erbach asks, why are we having matzah zecher lePesach? It's according to the Rashbam, it works, because that's mitzvah's matzah. With the matzah, you used to have Pesach matzah mar. You can't have the Pesach, you can't have the mar. So at least you have the matzah of that bundle, the matzah element remains. That's mitzvah achilas matzah. But the Rosh learns, no, you're already mekayim mitzvah achilas matzah beginning of the meal. The matzah at the end is only a zecher to the Pesach that we don't have. So the mitzvah d'rabbanan, zecher l'Pesach. So why eating matzah zecher l'Pesach? It says Rosh Hashanah Zalman Erbach, because if you think of it, it's the only achilah menatur that we have nowadays, aside from eating Erev Yom Kippur, but it's Pesach, not Yom Kippur. So the only opportunity we have, the only option of a mitzvah achil deraisa is matzah. We don't have truma, we don't have kachem. That's why Chacham chose, they picked matzah as a good suitable candidate to serve as a zecher for achilas Pesach, which is a mitzvah achil deraisa. So hopefully to clarify things a bit, come next Pesach, we approach the Seder with a little bit more clarity. Well, we have the matzah separately, and the maror separately, and the kerech, later on the matzah. Okay, continues the Gemara, actually the Mishnah. Yoshnu Miktsasim. Suppose you have a group of people having their Korban Pesach, and some of them fell asleep. Yoychelu. If it's only Miktsas, they can continue eating when they wake up. Kulon lo yoychelu, but if they all fell asleep, they can no longer continue eating the Korban Pesach. Let's see the Rashbam. So it's a couple lines up. Masnis. Yoshnu kun lo yoychelu. Im yischilu lechel pischon. They began to have the Korban Pesach. V'yoshnu, they fell asleep. Lo yochelu, they can no longer continue eating the Korban Pesach. Why? It's a chumra midrabbanan. D'nira ko'ichel pischoi beis mekayim. It appears like you're having Korban Pesach in two places. Why? T'ma'achas she'yoshnu. Once they fell asleep, hesichu daton lecheloid. They diverted their attention from eating. V'choshev le'tana ka'achilo shnei mekayim. The Tana considers it like two locations. You began here. You fell asleep. It's as though you relocated to a different place. And we know that if you begin the Pesach here, you can't continue eating it elsewhere. The chumra ba'almu, it's only a chumra, it's drabbanon, and it looks like he switched locations. So again, yoshnu miktsasin yochelu. If only a portion, only a part of the chabur fell asleep, then the remaining members who are awake and alert, they benefit the other ones who fell asleep, because they keep the das going, they keep the experience awake, and there's no concern in this case. But kulan, if they all fell asleep, in which case they left the area. You know, the Gemara earlier spoke about the concern about zugais, don't have two cups, two drinks. The Gemara says that it's only when you leave, when you go out into the street, because you might, you know, meet up with the shade and the ruches. And the Gemara says that sleeping, it's like going out to town, because when you sleep, you leave the area. You know, there's a Sfasemis, the Gemara Zvachim speaks about Kiddush Yudayim Raglayim of the Kohen. If he leaves the Beis HaMikdash, it becomes puzzle. The Gemara has a shot, what about if he fell asleep? Sfasemis says, because when you sleep, your neshama at least partially leaves the guf, as if he left the area. So sleeping is like relocating. Kulon, if they all fell asleep, lo yachelo, they cannot continue the Korban Pesach. Rabbi Yosi Omer, nisnamnu mu yachelo. This is what we just said, that if part of the group fell asleep, that's okay. That's only if they dozed off. Near the move. If they really fell asleep, lo yoychelu. Even if it's just one member of the group, falling asleep. It looks like you're relocating. And according to Rabbi Yossi, the fact that there are others sitting there awake doesn't help matters. HaPesach achar chatzos metames yadayim. Chacham made a gzera. He made a tuma. If one touches noisar, carbon which was left after the zman achila, his hands become tummy. We're concerned about laziness, atzli kahuna. What is the deadline? What is the zman achila of Pesach? Chatzos. Chatzos of that night. And afterwards it becomes noisar, and it's metames yadayim. HaPesach achar chatzos metames yadayim. That's the general halacha. Pigel, where the kohen had a machshava, I'm going to have the achila in 3 days, or be makabel in 3 days. That's a psul pigel. I think we'll explain the reason why it's metame yadayim. So pigel and noisar are metame yadayim. Rabbi Yossi, I mean, nesnamnu yochelu nirdumu lo yochelu. He says, if it was just a slight dose, that's okay. But if they fell asleep, then they must discontinue the achila. How do we define dozing off? Amravashi nim, he's sleeping, but he's not really sleeping. And tir, he's awake, but not really awake. He's hovering between wakefulness and sleepfulness. Says the Gemara Kigoin, for example, the karile v'ani. We call to him, we say, Moshe, and he responds. It's that much he can do. But he doesn't have the ability to respond coherently, logically. He asks him, where are the car keys? He doesn't know. But if you remind him, say, do you leave the car keys in the car? He says, yeah. So that's called nisnamnam. He's just dozing, he's hovering. It's not really considered sleeping. Abaya v'yosef kamed rabba. There was a story that Abaya was sitting in front of Rabba. He noticed that Rabbi was dozing off. Are you sleeping? Which would be considered it would be awesome to continue having a Pesach. Rabbi responded, no, don't worry. I'm just dozing off. And we learned in the Mishnah, they just dozed off, that's okay. If they fell asleep, then they must discontinue. I had another story with Abaye. And Rabbi, when Rabbi was young, he says, hey, where's the table going? The Gemara says, oh, hit the nail on the head, this is the Manish Tana. So apparently that was when he was younger. This was when he was a couple of years older, and he was asking him halachically. In any case, he said, there's no concern because I didn't really fall asleep. Continues the Gemara, Pesach, Ach Chatzos, Metames Yadayim. Once you reach Chatzos, it's considered noisar, and if one touches it, his hands become tummy. Says the Gemara, Alma Mechatzos Havle Noisar. Apparently, it becomes nicer at the point of chatzos, which is different than other karbonis. Usually, a karbon is eaten until morning. Why is this different? Man tana, who's the tana? Who's the shita here in the Mishnah? Amar Rabbi Yosef, Elazar ben Azariah. Who holds that the deadline for achilas Pesach is chatzos? At which point it becomes nicer? The son. Va'achlos habasa b'layla zeh. Man to eat the basa Pesach tonight. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Amar. What does b'layla zeh mean? Until chatzos. Why? We have a gzeira shava. We have the term b'leil hazeh used here. V'nemar lahalam. And elsewhere, by Makas Bechoris, it says, v'varati b'eretz Mitzrayim b'leil hazeh. I'm going to pass through Mitzrayim on this night. Ma lahalam at chatzos. Just like over there, b'leil hazeh means up until chatzos. Because that's when Makas Bechoris happened. Avkan at chatzos here as well. V'ochlu es habosar b'leil hazeh means you have up until chatzos to have your Korban Pesach. He learns that Pesach is closely related with Makas Bechoris. And we learned in the Mishnah that Pesach is Al Shum Shepasach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Al Bata Abaseinu Mitzrayim. He hopped over the homes of our Avos during Makas Bechoris. And that's the Zman appropriate for Achilas Pesach. Amar Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva disagrees. He says you can have your Pesach up until morning. V'alo Yikvar Nema B'Chipazon. The Pesach says you meant to eat the Pesach B'Chipazon in haste. So although literally it means in a hurried manner, but there's a drasha. Ad shaschi pozen, eat until morning, which was when Yisrael hurried out of Mitzrayim. You don't have to stop at chatzos, you have until morning. Im kema tamalema balayla. Kodei Rekiva, why would the pasuk say eat it balayla? We already know from chipozen, you can eat it a whole night until morning. Why is balayla needed? To teach us a different halacha. Yochel yehinechel kekotchem bayom. Perhaps, just as a Korban Toida or Shlomim is eaten when? You do that Korban today. Today is Sunday. You can eat it today, as well as tonight, tomorrow, depending on the korban. So perhaps korban Pesach can be eaten today as well. You don't have to wait till the night. Tamalim ba'layla. Balayla tells you, no, you can only eat it at night. Balayla hu nechal, ve'en nechal ba'yoyim. There's an issue to eat it by day. Okay, that explains balayla. Rabbi Kiva hai hazeh ma'yavadle. The pasuk says, eat it balayla hazeh. What is the word hazeh coming to teach us? According to Lezer Azariah, they have until chatzos. According to Rabbi Kiva, what's hazeh teaching? Boyle, it's coming to teach us, lim'utei layla achru da'asa. It's needed to be mamai to exclude the next night. What does this mean? Sagde achmina. Perhaps I would think hoylo pesach kachim kalam. Pesach is classified as kachim kalam. Ushlamim is also kachim kalam. Ma shlamim necholim lishneyamim lailechad. Just as shlam has this long, extended time frame for achila, 2 days and a night, av pesach. Pesach as well should have a long zman achila. How are we going to do it? You can't have it 2 days and a night, because it begins, the Zman Achila begins at night, as we just said, but substitute nights for days. Ukum leilas b'makam yamim. Let's substitute nights for days. V'yeinechal l'shnei leilas v'yamechad. And have it eaten for 2 nights and a day. So tonight, the night between the 14th and the 15th, tomorrow the 15th, and the following night. Instead of 2 days and a night, as is standard by Yishlamim, switch it around, modify it slightly. 2 nights in a day. That's why we need a pasuk. Kasa rachmana hazeh, balayla hazeh, you can only eat it tonight, and no further. So the pasuk, balayla hazeh, is used for this drasha, and we don't have an extra pasuk on Rabbi Kiva. Says, Zimor v'lezman hazari amlach. We respond, meaning, how does he know these halachis? Because he already used Balayla Hazeh to teach us up until Chatzos. So how would he know that the Pesach cannot be eaten past tonight? The halacha that Rabbi Kiva learns from Balayla Hazeh, has Rabbi Lezer, no. Amalach, I'll tell you, Mulei Sesirat Baikinavka. We have a Pesach by Karim Pesach. Don't leave it up until morning. Apparently, you can't leave it past morning. You can't eat it past tonight. You can't eat it tomorrow night. This halacha is learned from this pasuk. Rabbi Kiva will respond, no, we need another pasuk. Why? If not for the word hazeh, the Torah wouldn't have stipulated b'layla hazeh. Havamina my boiker breaker sheni. We could not have learned that halacha. Which halacha? That you can't go past tonight. We couldn't learn that from Lishasiru Menad Baker, because I would think, morning? Which morning? We don't know which morning. Maybe it's the next morning. Instead of the morning of the 15th of Nisan, it's the 16th of Nisan. Don't leave it past that morning. But you can't have it tonight, tomorrow, the next night. That's why we need Halei Lazeh. It's limited to tonight. Rabbi Lezer Amalach, Rabbi Lezer will respond to you, no, Kaleicha, the Kasa Baker. Whenever we have an unspecified Baker in the Torah, it's the first morning. Baiker Rishonu. It's the first morning. Like the Sirat Baiker means you can't have it past tomorrow morning, the 15th. And there's no need for another pasuk to limit the Pesach to tonight, because that's learned from the Sirat Baiker. So in conclusion, regarding the Zman Achilas Pesach, when Azariah says, you have up until Chatzos, afterwards it becomes noiser. According to Rabbi Kiva, you have until tomorrow morning. Omar Rav. It actually has a halachic application today, even though we don't have Pesach. Ochal matzah bezman hazeh achar chatzos. If one has that last piece of matzah, what we call afikoyma, which is the matzah's choyva, right, which was eaten together with the Pesach, that's going to be used for fulfillment of mitzvah's matzah, at least according to the Rashbam. That matzah, if you have it after chatzos, Ochal matzah bezman hazeh achar chatzos. Literally, lezer azari lo yotzei lechavosa. Because mitzvah matzah is linked to Karban Pesach, and just as Karban Pesach, according to Rabbi Lezer, has a chatzos deadline, matzah has the same deadline. Even bezman hazeh, we don't have Pesach. Because when it comes to the time frame, it has the same as the Karban Pesach. Pshita, Isn't that obvious? The kibbutz iska shel Pesach, since we find the Torah connected, linked to the Pesach, al matzos umeroidrim yechlu, Pesach will be eaten together with matzah mar, we have that connection. Kibbutz Pesach dummy, of course, has the same din as the Pesach. Isn't this pashut and obvious? Ma'adotema, perhaps I would think, ha'afki kra, me'akesha. Since we find that the Torah separated, undid the hekesh. We had a Gemara earlier that the pasuk sheshesomim techamatzus b'meshviat tzeres would seem to indicate that there is no chiv matzah at all. So we find the Torah detached matzah from Pesach. Pesach is a chiv, and matzah perhaps not. Apparently, they're not linked one to the other. That's what I would think. Kamash b'lan, the chiddush here is the chiyahadre kro, that when the Torah restored the chi of matzah, Torah came back and says, "A matzah rem yechlu, you have to eat matzah the first night, or be'erev toichlu matzis, which applies even b'zman hazeh." What did the Torah have in mind? The chi adri kov, the Torah restored it lemilsa kamaisa adri. The Torah meant to restore it to its former status, meaning let's reconnect it back to Pesach, and it has the same zman achila of Pesach. So conclusion. Rav Lezman Azariah holds Zman Achilas Pesach is until Chatzos. Rikiva says up until morning. And regarding Halacha L'Maisa, Farshim Tosis Rosh point out, since we don't have a clear conclusion, who the Paskin like? That's why even Bezman Azeh, we're machmer to have our Kazais at the end, the Afakoyman, eaten before Chatzos. Because otherwise, according to Rav Lezman and Azariah, it's past deadline. Now we can't leave the Shia without mentioning the famous Avnei Nezer, who came up with a brilliant idea. One wants to have a leisurely Seder. They don't want to rush. Finish before Chatzos. So he came up with a brilliant idea. He says, make a condition. A few minutes before Chatzos, take a Kazayis Matz and say, look, we're not sure if the Halacha is like Lezman Azariah, which case the deadline is coming up in a few minutes, or the Halacha is like Rabbi Akiva, which case I have until morning. Take a Kazayis before Chatzos and have it and say, well, if the Halacha is like Rabbi Lezer, they must eat it before Chatzos, I am now be Mekayim Mitzvah's Matzah. Then after Chatzos, it's ready out of the Zman Achilas Matzah, in which case he can eat, he can have his meal afterwards. The din that Matzah is meant to be the last on the menu, and you can't have dessert afterwards, that's only up until the time of Achila. When you're within the time frame of Achilas Matzah, yeah, it's meant to be strictly a Matzah experience, but next morning you can soon have your coffee, right? So after Chatzos, which is no longer the part of the matzah experience, you can have your meal. That's one side of the coin. And then he says, well, if he conditions further, if the halacha is really like Rabbi Akiva, which case I have until morning to have my kezayis of avikoyman, then this is just plain matzah, this is not a mitzvah, and I'm going to have my kezayis of avikoyman later. This way he covers all possibilities. And you can have a leisurely, slow-moving Seder. It's not so simple, because to make a tnai with a mitzvah saseh is not so simple. Rav Moshe Feinstein has a whole tshuva. He doesn't agree with this approach. So we try to have our kezayis, even afikoyman, before chatzos, to ensure that we fulfill the shita of Rav Lezman Azari. Okay, let's summarize today's daf. Regarding eating something after the matzah, after the last matzah of the meal, we have two shittos. Bezman hazeh, Rava says matzah is min ha-Torah. Moreh is the Rabban. Rechav Yaakov says both are mid Rabbanon. We learned that if part of the group falls asleep, it's okay according to Tanakama, according to Rabbi Yossi. No, only if they dozed off, or if anybody fell asleep, that's a problem. We had a story with Abayin Rava, and we have the two shittos regarding the seis zman achilas Pesach. Hatzlacha Rava.